Well, if you love to read, we've got a really special event coming up that we hope you'll take advantage of. Coming up on Friday, June 12th at the Big Rapids Community Library, our second annual Author Palooza. We have some authors coming from all over the state. We have a chance to meet them and even maybe get a book signed from them. Joining us here today in the studio is Melanie Huenga. And Melanie, you're from Grand Haven, right? Will this be your first trip to Author Palooza?
This is my first trip. I have not been there before, but I'm very excited to meet everyone and hopefully meet a lot of readers.
Melanie, how long have you been writing, and tell us about your books?
Well, I first started writing as a kid, and then as, you know, a lot of people know, when you get older, real life gets in the way. So I didn't start writing again seriously until about 7 or 8 years ago. And I currently have my third book is coming out. So it'll be right before Author Palooza. And I have a trilogy that's for young adults. It's called The Flicker Effect. The three books are about a girl who uses sunlight to travel back to yesterday.
Oh, my. All right. That's always fascinating. I seem to spend a lot of time thinking about yesterday.
There's a lot you can redo.
All right. Now, Melanie, what's one of the toughest things about becoming an author? Is it finally getting the material published?
It is, and a lot of people know, have become more and more aware of self-publishing, which is the route that I took. I did initially look for an agent and try to get it published traditionally and did not find success there, but decided I'd want to share my books with my readers, and I've had a lot of really good feedback with that, and I'm excited to have the third book come out and have the full trilogy complete.
Well, it sounds like maybe we'll see a nice long line of some young adults waiting to chat with you. But I would imagine,
I hope so.
I would imagine, though, that you've got some tips that could help other folks that are thinking about trying to write a book. Maybe you can shed some light on what's ahead for them.
Yeah, well, the biggest thing, I mean, if you feel like you want to write, the biggest hurdle I think people have is they feel like, oh, I don't have the time, or, oh, I'm not good enough. Well, everybody has time. I mean, it's a matter of making priorities what you want to do. I don't watch a whole lot of television, but I also don't spend a whole lot of time writing every day. But I do, you know, I try to find a half hour to an hour a lot of times in the morning, and you just write. And sooner or later, if you do that long enough, you'll have a book. You know, it's not easy. It is a solitary endeavor, but that's why it's so great to meet other authors and at events like this where, you know, share ideas, share what works for each other. And for newbies, I think just getting an idea and going for it is the best thing you can do.
Well, it's going to be a wonderful opportunity for all of us to meet some new authors, pick up some new reading material, and I'm learning there's going to be a lot of great things that our kids and young adults, teenagers, will really be fascinated with. So it really is an entire family event. Melanie Huenga joining us today. We'll have a chance to meet Melanie in person at Author Palooza. All right, Melanie. Friday, June 12th, we'll see you at the Big Rapids Community Library.
Thank you so much.